The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Menochois Dav Nun Zayin. The Gemara and this daf towards the end of Lamed Aleph, going to Lamed Beis, has a b'raisa that says, "Asher ta'kivu li'rabois minchas nesochim lechimot tibi abiyos yaglili." The pasuk that says "Asher ta'kivu," that saying that we can't have things that are brought on the mizbeach have chametz, and the Gemara understands that the pasuk is coming to include something new, something extra. So abiyos yaglili says it's coming to include the mincha of nesochim. That also is prohibited to have chametz. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, the rabbis lechem haponim lechimotz. Rabbi Akiva says it's coming to include the lechem haponim also cannot be chametz. So the Gemara Lamed Beis wonders, and in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says it's coming to include lechem haponim. In fact, the Gemara lechem haponim midas yavishi. Shemana le Rabbi Akiva damem midas yavish le niskatsha. The Gemara asks that the way they make lechem haponim is that they take flour and water and they mix it in a bowl, in the same bowl, in the same keli that they measure the flour in. And according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, kelim of the Beis HaMikdosh that are used to measure things that are dry, such kelim cannot be mekadesh something to become the kedusha of a korban. So since the entire process of making of the lechem haponim was all done in this keli, in this vessel that's used to measure the dry ingredient of the flour, such a keli cannot be mekadesh the dough, and as such, the lechem haponim never becomes kadesh with the kedusha of lechem haponim until after it's baked. And once it's baked, it's of course not chametz. So the Gemara is saying, how is it possible that the Lechem HaPanim will ever be the Kedusha of Lechem HaPanim and yet be Chametz? It can only become Kaddish, the Kedusha of Lechem HaPanim, after it's baked. After it's baked, it's already not Chametz and can no longer become Chametz. And when it's kneaded earlier on before it's baked, it never gets the Kedusha of Lechem HaPanim according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara answers that you have to change the braiso. The Rabbi Akiva says the Yam is minchas nesochim. We change the Amrim around. Tosfos comes and asks the question that who said, the Gemara later on says that either the tanur or the shulchan are mekadesh the lechem. Either the oven or the table where they put the lechem haponim make the lechem haponim become kadesh of the kedusha of the carbon. In our Gemara, the Gemara entertained another possibility when the Lechem HaPanim could become Kaddish with the Kedusha of Lechem HaPanim, and that is in the mixing bowl. But the Gemara said it wouldn't fit according to Rabbi Akiva. So in essence, there are three possibilities when Lechem HaPanim could become Kaddish with the Kedusha of Lechem HaPanim, with the Kedusha of a carbon. Either in the mixing bowl, which the Gemara said wouldn't fit according to Rabbi Akiva, or in the oven, or on the table. Says Tosfos, maybe, why did the Gemara say Rabbi Akiva can't say that the pasuk is being marbe, the pasuk is including the lechem haponim has the isra of chametz, and say that Rabbi Akiva goes according to the opinion that the tanur, the oven, is what's mekadesh the lechem haponim, and during the baking process, if the baking process is slow, so then it will become chametz already earlier on in the baking. Let's say, says Tosfos, that the oven will be mekadesh the lechem haponim early on in the baking, and if the baking will slow down, it will become chametz in the middle of the process of baking. So therefore, it will be possible to have lechem haponim that will be chametz. So Tosfos answers, no, it must be because the tanur, the man d'ame that says that the tanur is mekadesh the lechem, that means that at the time of karmu panel, at a certain point in the baking, is where it becomes kaddish. It's not the first second that it's put in the oven. It's only once it's baked a certain amount. And that amount that is baked once it's big that amount, it can no longer become chametz. In other words, in essence, what Tosis is saying is an explanation to Gemara. There's really a Gemara Psachim Tachlametasa Mebeis that the Gemara says, Eidu Dvorim She'in Boni Dechimutz, that these things that will never become chametz, Ha'ofli V'amavushu V'chala Shecholta B'Roizchim. Dough that was already baked, cooked, or put in a hot water, Chala Shecholta B'Roizchim, once dough is baked, or cooked, in a way that it was matah, in a way that it was less than 18 minutes, that it wasn't able to rise, even if a person will cook it again, or do some other thing to it, another processing to it, it will never again become chametz. Even if a person will grind matzah down, make it into a dough, and knead it again, it will not become chametz. Once it's baked, it will no longer become chametz. So Isis Panos adds that point in the baking, the step of the baking, that will make it, render it, that it will no longer be able, be possible to become chametz any longer, is from this karmel panel to some middle stage of the baking when the face of it becomes brown. From then on, it will no longer become chametz. And Tosa says that from here we can learn to the halachas of matzah on Pesach. Just like the Gemara says it by matzahs, the laws of chametz, of what chametz is for a carbon. So too, says Tosis, from here I can learn that from this stage on in the baking, it will never be able to become chametz pertaining to the issur of eating chametz on Pesach. So this really brings us to the halacha, like we said before, that the B'raisa says in Pesachim that once something is baked, cooked, or chametz B'raischim, it can never long, and wasn't chametz, it will never again become chametz. And this brings us to the discussion of the famous chumrah of not eating gebracht. As is well known, that many they have the custom that they will not dip their matzah during Pesach into water, soup, or milk, or the like. They will also not grind matzah into flour and bake a cake or make knedlich out of it. And that's known as the minig of not eating gebracht. And the question is, what source is there to this minig? If we're explaining that once the dough is baked or cooked in a way that it became matzah, it can no longer again become chametz, so why? Is there any reason to be machmir and prohibit mixing matzah with water? What should be the reason for this custom? So in fact, there were many that said that there's no source, there's basically no source for it, and if somebody is nizer, somebody goes and refrains from eating gebracht, they're only withholding themselves from having proper simchas yomtiv. They're only denying themselves of proper simchas yomtiv. However, it's well known that many do have this minog. It's more by the chassidim that have this minog. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in a tshuva, in Simin Vov, he explains reasoning for this minog. He says, even though it's not an iser gomer to eat gebracht, but if somebody is machmir to not eat gebracht, tovei elav bracha, he'll be blessed. The einay min amatmin, and it's not a wonder for somebody to be machmir, ki hu chumra v'loy tam, to say that it's a chumra that has no reasoning. Ela taimer rabbi ikav ben milso, says that Shulchan Aruch Rav, there's a good reason why people should be careful not to eat gebracht. And the reason is, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, is because we're worried that there's some flour that was not mixed well in the dough, and that flour could now become chametz. Although the Gemara says that dough that's baked or cooked will never again become chametz, but that's the dough, not flour that was not mixed well into the dough. So there could be, like we find every once in a while, a pocket of flour that did not mix with the liquid and did not become dough, so that would be an issue. Now, even that is not so simple to be an issue, because according to many shittas, even flour, once it is roasted, once it's put in the hot oven, it will also become processed in a way that it can no longer become, becomes processed, that it can no longer again become chametz. But, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, according to the opinion of the Smak of Yeruchim and Pri Chadash, even if flour was roasted, we suspect it wasn't cooked well, and it could become passively chametz. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, we see with our eyes that there are many matzahs that they have a little flour that didn't get baked, that didn't get mixed in the dough, and for that there's good reason to be machmir, not to eat kibrocht. So there's still those that disagree with that. There's the Eish Alavro, the Magen HaEla says that even those that are machmir, not to eat flour that's roasted, they only say that if the flour is roasted for a very short time. But if it's put in the oven, the amount of time that the matzah could bake, so then it was certainly roasted so well that everybody would agree that it can't become chametz. And we wouldn't be chashish that it could become chametz. So, at the end of the day, there's really just numerous different customs, basically those that eat kibrocht, those that don't eat kibrocht, and then even among those that don't eat kibrocht, there's all various levels of people that don't eat kibrocht. For example, there are those that, even though they won't eat kibrocht, but they won't put the matzah into water, but they'll dip it into fruit juice, because if it's pure fruit juice, Mikra Din, according to strict halacha, will not make chametz. So therefore, they're not concerned if it's fruit juice and it's not water. Many, of course, are not make like that. Some people that are makpid on gebracht, but they're not makpid on their children eating gebracht. Very many people that don't eat gebracht, on Achrein Shal Pesach, the last day of Pesach, they will eat gebracht. And among those that eat kibrocht the last day of Pesach, some of them will nevertheless, the utensils that they use for kibrocht on Achron Shel Pesach the next year, since they waited already Shnei Masar Chodesh, they're not concerned about the kelim for the next year, or because it's Balua Bekli, it's Balta Koydim Pesach. On the other hand, there are those that, even though they will eat kibrocht on the Achron Shel Pesach, but they have a separate set of kelim to use for eating gebracht on the last day of Pesach. And then there are those that are so careful with gebracht that they will change the tablecloth. They will have one tablecloth for the matzah, and as when they finish eating the matzah, when they have the matzah, they have no water or no liquid. And then when they finish, they take away, they make sure that no crumbs of matzah are around when they bring liquids to the table. They have a whole separate tablecloth. So again, everyone has their own minig. Each minig is chashuv. And the important thing is to realize that it's minog. It's not ikir adin. It's a chumrah. It's a minig that's to be noig with a certain chumrah. Ikir adin is not a problem. But nevertheless, one should not belittle the minog. And somebody that has a minig, they cannot change. They should not change their minig without being mad there, not there. If someone has good reason to be noeg, to fear zich, to act differently than what their minig is, they should speak to a paisik, because it could sometimes blind be neder shal mitzvah that they have such a custom. And if someone has a need to change their custom, they should therefore speak to a rav about being mad there, not there, and their chumrah that they are noeg to do.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.